Getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
This is Cambridge 105.
38-year-old Jin Yi Chung came to Cambridge as a student 10 years ago. At that time, he hardly cooked at all. Now, here's the winner of the Great Cambridge Bake Off, organised by the Cambridge Cookery School. Jin came into Cambridge 105 a little earlier, bought some cake as well. Jin, thank you very much for coming into Cambridge 105. Tell me a little bit about yourself to start off with. I think you've been in the UK for about 10 years, is it?
Actually, I've been in the UK for more than 10 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
I came here for university, and I went to university for my degree. And when I finished, I decided to stay on. Then I found a job in Cambridge, and I moved to Cambridge.
Okay. Where are you from initially?
I'm from Malaysia, Borneo.
Okay. And what sort of cooking did you do there, if any?
To be honest, I never cook when I was in Malaysia, when I lived with my parents. So I only started,
they did all the cooking, did they? You know, at this point,
yeah, my mom did all the cooking. I only started to cook when I moved to this country when I was in university to, you know, save money and stuff.
Right, to tie you over and avoid the usual student pot noodles and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what sort of things do you cook?
I normally cook Chinese-style cooking, rice, stir-fried, sometimes with some chilies and coconut and lime juice and with, you know, those kind of...
Okay, so very much the Asian influences.
Have you
picked up anything from British and our style of cooking, which some people say is good, some people not so?
Roast.
You do a good Sunday roast if necessary.
Sometimes. Yeah. I learn from some of my British friends and, yeah. And the easiest is the Italian pasta and stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's... one of my favourite quick fix.
Right, so you've kind of, over time, you've developed a kind
of mix for
the kind of things you serve up. But what about the Cambridge Bake Off? What did you have to do there?
The Cambridge Bake Off, this year, they... If you watch the Great British Bake Off program.
I did.
They follow the British Bake Off rules.
So, okay, so we're talking cakes then most of the time here, which seems a bit of a long way away.
Well, yes. When I first entered the competition, I was expecting cakes on every round.
Okay,
but so this is what happened on the first round. We had to do a tart, not only a tart, but a savory tart. So we have to produce our own recipes and cook live at the Cambridge Cookery School. So that was first round, from 10 down to 6 bakers. Then on second round, which is the semi-finals, it was a technical challenge, which they call technical challenge, which we didn't know what to expect until the day. So it's like blind baking. So we only know what's about when we arrive at the cookery.
So what happens is somebody reads out what's required of you, or you have a little envelope perhaps to open up?
No, we have A4 paper.
Okay.
With all the ingredients, with the right portions, that's it, but without any steps or any method.
So what did you have to do in the semi-final then?
And the semi-final, we had to do a choux pastry.
That's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the sort of, let me try and think, it's something which might, I was thinking, it's chocolate eclairs or something like that, which you'd require to do it in.
It's
how would you describe that?
We had to do, it's like a profiterole.
Okay.
Or a eclair. So I did an eclair recipe with the choux pastry, and then we have to fill in and create our fillings inside, which we had to make a creme pat.
So this was all part of the instruction, was that you couldn't choose as to what you were going to be doing.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So then you obviously got through that with flying colours. What then did you do in the final?
In the final, they called the showstopper.
Right. Again, borrowed from Mel and Sue and Mary and Paul.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were asked to do a tiered celebration cake. We can choose. It has to be more than two tiers, and we decorated with Cambridge theme, Cambridge inspired string. You can pick anything.
So, what inspired you?
I picked the DNA.
Oh wow! So the old Watson and Crick routine.
So actually, the DNA is just the decorations.
Right. So how did you do like a sort of a, I don't know, you do it as a squiggly kind of thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's the spiral thing. Mm. I used the caramel to create the spiral effects, which it sort of, you know, showstopper, because that creates the wow effect.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And on my cake, I decided to use different colors, different layers, and different flavors just to represent the DNA, you know, the four DNA.
Oh, very clever. So what went into the cake? What sort of, obviously, I guess, basic cake ingredients, but what on top of that?
On the bottom layer, obviously, chocolate is like people's all-time favorite.
So, oh, yes.
So I did a salted chocolate with sea salt, and then the second layer I picked the hazelnut, and then lemon with a poppy seed coated with raspberry cream.
I can imagine the very good contrast between the chocolate and the lemon. That's
yeah,
that must have gone down really well with the judges.
Well, this is one thing I like to do with my baking. I like to inject lots of flavors, and I like to experiment with different kind of ingredients and interesting stuff in it. So,
that sounds pretty good. So, who were the judges then at the Cambridge Cookery School?
And the head judge was Tina.
Right, who actually runs the school, doesn't she, I think?
From, from the cookery schools. And we had...
So she was kind of more of a Paul Hollywood or more of a Mary Berry, would you say?
More of it.
A hybrid of the two, perhaps.
Yeah.
A bit of Swedish stuff thrown in.
And Fiona, she was the winner of the first Bake Off, Cambridge Bake Off. So she was one of the judges. And then... one of the lady, a very talented lady. Sorry, I forgot her name.
That's okay. We shall look that up to make sure that the pair of us aren't embarrassed for not knowing the answer on that. So, what was your prize? That's what I guess everybody would like to know.
It's the KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, they're very good, aren't they?
They're very, very good.
Top completely and solid as well. Yeah. That's a pretty good prize.
It was sponsored by John Lewis,
right? And you're featured in the Cambridge News, I think, as well. So you haven't done too badly. So what do you do next? Are you going to perhaps use your cookery skills professionally, or do you think it's just a hobby for you to continue with?
Well, obviously, when I entered this competition, I didn't expect to go this far. I just enter as a bit of fun and to push myself to learn more baking skills. So, when I get this title, I would like to explore more and do more technical stuff in baking, and hopefully, if you know somebody offered me apprenticeship, then I would seriously consider about it.
That's Jin Yi Chung, who is the winner of the Cambridge Bake Off this year, which was organised by the Cambridge Cookery School. Very well done to him. He was very good and left us some cake. And I have to say, most of it has gone, as you might expect. Really, really nice, soft and gently sticks to the top of your mouth. Oh, wonderful. And there's a picture of said cake, actually, which will pop up when we do the podcast of that a little later on.